Okay, so Vayakal and Pekudei discuss the construction of the Mishkan. 2 weeks ago, we had the instructions to build the Mishkan, and also the laws of Shabbos, which are consistently interspersed between the laws of the building of the Mishkan. Obviously, Shabbos, there are many halachot that we could talk about. I'll talk about one that I've been reviewing at the moment. In addition to keeping Shabbos, we know that while there are certain times when you can violate Shabbos, specifically pikuach nefesh, right, to save a life, we, even under those circumstances, if possible, we like to avoid situations in which we will have to violate Shabbos. Obviously, if we get to that situation, we need to violate Shabbos, but we don't want to be in a situation like that. So the question that the post can deal with is, specifically, if somebody, let's say theoretically, their wife is expecting in the next few weeks, is there an obligation for them to spend Shabbos close enough to the hospital that they will not have to violate Shabbos? Right? This is the question that the poskim deal with. So the way the poskim come down is they start, there's a passage, Sefer Hasidim, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Lamed, Sif Katan Aleph, and quoted as well by the Mishnah Berurah, that because, as I said, we don't just want to keep Shabbos, we want to avoid violating Shabbos even if it's necessary, if one knows that their wife may give birth on Shabbos, they should prepare everything they can before Shabbos. So the poskim say that if you think, you know, you're going to need a light on, you know, normally you leave on less lights. I don't know, you have a timer on the light in the living room, but you know that if in the middle of the night you're going to have to run to the hospital and you're going to need to be able to find your way through, so you don't want to have to get into a situation where you have to turn on the light to make it safe to walk through, so you leave the lights on that week. Things like that, any way that you can minimize it. And, you know, make sure that Your bag is packed, that everything that you can minimize so you don't have to violate, you should do. Now, is that an obligation or just a midos chasidus? Now, Sefer Chasidim bases this on several passages, among them the Gemara in Nida, which says that there were certain chasidim and rishonim who used to try to time when they would conceive to make it less likely that their wives would give birth on Shabbos. I don't know how well that works scientifically, but that was what they tried to do. So he said, you see, you try to avoid it, but is that maker at dinner, or is that a midos chasidus? And it seems to only be a midos chasidus. You're not actually obligated to do that, but obviously it's best to minimize it. Now, does that entail staying close to the hospital? So, the Chazon Ish is quoted by the Chut Shani, by his, I think, son-in-law, nephew-in-law, I don't remember exactly how they're related, Nissim Karelitz and the Chut Shani, to say that he thinks really l'chadchila, you should. He doesn't think you absolutely have to, but l'chadchila you should. One, because we like to minimize Chil Shabbos, and two, because he says it's Chil Hashem. Because there are many people who don't keep Shabbos if they see from Jews traveling, so they might not quite understand all the circumstances, and therefore he thinks if possible, you should avoid it. But he says if it's too much of a hassle, so it's only a midas chasidus, and therefore you wouldn't have to. Rav Zilberstein in Torah Seyoledes, he's a bit stronger, and he says, again, he doesn't say it's an absolute obligation, but he said if it's possible, and then you should try to do it. Again, no one says it's an absolute obligation, but they encourage people, if possible, not too much of a hassle, to stay near the hospital. Most poskim don't. Most poskim note that, first of all, it is almost always an extreme hassle, but they also know that you don't know exactly when someone's going to give birth, so you're adding sveikot, and it's a hassle, and it's only a midas chasidus, because at the end of the day, if a woman goes into labor and needs to be rushed to the hospital, it is pikuach nefesh, so it's not like you're avoiding violating Shabbos b'isser, you're violating Shabbos b'heter, and therefore Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if it's too much of a hassle, you don't have to do it. Rav Asher Weiss says that it's almost always a hassle, and therefore he doesn't encourage people to do it. So, in general, the poskim come down and either you should, unless it's a big hassle, or it's always a hassle, so don't worry about it. But no one really thinks it's an obligation. They push the emphases in slightly different directions. No one thinks it's an absolute obligation. Though, as I said, what the poskim do write is that as much as you can, you should minimize the Chil Shabbos that is going to be necessary, which is why It used to be they'd give you the advice, you know, have the number for the taxi on speed dial and have money in an envelope. Nowadays, you know, you could basically do it with an Uber, right, because your credit card's already programmed in, so all those things are not a problem. And that the poskim really do insist on. Rav Neuwirth is quoted by Dr. Steinberg in the Encyclopedia of Medical Ethics that he was so convinced by this that he even thought it was mutter to take an invitation for Shabbos farther away from the hospital. Right? He felt there was no chiyuv at all to stay close to the hospital. So he said even if you're invited far away from the hospital, you're allowed to take that invitation. So again, you see the spectrum from people who encourage you, that don't obligate you, and then people like Rav Neuwirth who say it's not a problem at all. But again, telling you that you should try to prepare as much as you can. The one thing that all the post do note is obviously you shouldn't be stupid, and if your wife starts going into labor on Erev Shabbos, right, normally they say wait, right, until you're advanced in labor. When it comes to Shabbos, you can't do that. Once it becomes clear that you're going to have to go into labor, so if it's Erev Shabbos, then you do have to go to the hospital, because at that point you know that you're going to have to be in Chal Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, you do have to have a head on your shoulders and not wait to the last minute, if that means waiting around a few extra hours in the waiting room. So be it, but that, the poskim do say, seems to be, I don't know if an obligation, but definitely something that should be done.